Taylor Wallace hanging out in Studio 1A. I'm joined by Austin's Coattails. Their new EP, Imaginary Friends, is out Friday, but the release show is the day before at Empire Control Room. Guys, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
What are we going to hear first?
This first song is off the new EP. It's called Clocks and Knives.
Thinking of drinking away every weekend, though I know I'm no better off trying. Maybe I'm just crazy, but this love always cuts like knives. Feelings grow colder, so long to get over, but every day has its night. If it's over, tell me.
Austin's Coattails joining us in Studio 1A. That's a new song, Clocks and Knives, from their new EP, Imaginary Friends. It's out this Friday, but they just can't wait to release it. So they're partying for the release show the night before at Empire Control Room. Tickets and more information at empireatx.com. We're joined today by Atel Kohlberg on the drums, Michael Martinez on the keys, Kevin Rowe on bass, and vocalist Damian Howard. Hello. Hello, hello.
Good to be here. Good to see you.
So before we dive into the album and everything, I've got to ask, Blue Oyster Cult. Y'all opened for them a couple months ago. How did that happen?
We played their after party, actually.
Okay.
And it was gnarly. We were reaching out. We were kind of in the studio busy with getting this album ready to release and hadn't played a whole bunch recently in town and decided to reach out to Adrian, our good friend at Empire, and she threw us a bone, and we put the bill together and got a couple other gnarly bands, Amplified Heat, Megafauna, and Spaces to jump on the bill with us, and yeah, that's how it happened.
It's a rad lineup. Congratulations, that's fantastic.
Thank
so
you.
This new EP, Imaginary Friends, comes 5 years after the self-titled debut album, and the press release, you guys have put a lot on yourselves with this, specifically talking about the pressure that comes with a sophomore release. Can you talk a little more about feeling that pressure, putting it out, and did y'all achieve what you wanted to?
It definitely came out the way we wanted to. We worked with a producer this time, Taylor Tash, out at Audio Styles in Dripping Springs, and he kind of brought the vision to life, like made suggestions on songs. And you have forever to write your first album, but you don't have, you know, you have as much time as you choose after that to put out your follow-up to that. So Taylor kind of breathed a little new life into a lot of the songs and tracks and let us look at them in a different light, in a different way. You know, kind of got us out of our comfort zone of like, this is how the song goes, this is how we want to do it. And, you know, suggested, you know, maybe try it this way, or maybe do this with your voice, or let's do, have the bass follow the vocals here, or, you know, ram straight ahead here for this part. But we wanted to work with somebody outside of the band that could kind of, that had a direction and a vision for where it wanted to go. And we trusted Taylor to sort of drive us in that direction. So
jumping back 5 years, how did y'all get together?
I was in a band called Buffalo that still has a Facebook page. Although I think we only played at Gypsy Lounge. I'd known Atel for several years. Him and I used to be in a band based out of Houston, then College Station, then back to Houston, and then everybody split and went separate ways. Fast forward 5 years, Buffalo breaks up. Mike is actually at Buffalo's final show and comes up to me afterwards and was raving about how much he loved it and wants to play. And I took him up on it and hit up Atel, and we decided to get it going. And then Kevin just entered the picture here about a year and a half ago when we started playing more regional stuff. Corpus Christi, I think, was his first gig. So we kind of just threw him in.
I didn't know anybody, and I'll send him in the back of a van with people I've met for like 2 weeks. And we're going to Corpus, which I've never been to before. I'm new to Texas, too.
So the good old Third Coast.
Yeah, it was one of those moments where it's like in the back of a van, like an hour away. I'm like, what am I doing? I took all my valuable stuff with me to a show. It's like, what am I doing? And here we go.
Going to take a long shot and guess it worked out well. You're still here.
So far.
Yeah, still breathing.
We're still convinced.
And so between the last 5 years, the world has changed so, so much. How has that influenced what we heard 5 years ago and what we're hearing on this new EP?
The world has definitely changed a lot. I've really just been looking at, you know, driving towards art and, you know, kind of blocking out everything else going on, you know, let the world be in shambles outside of your window and focus inside of your little box on your little art thing. And that's sort of what we did, whereas 5 years ago, it was just like we were getting together. Hey, I have this idea. Let's write a song. Okay, cool. We have a new song. Whereas this one was a little more formulated, and we put more time and emphasis into like making sure we liked the structure of each song and believed in every track. So that's what went into this one, whereas the first one was kind of just like our whole palette of everything we had. We're just dumping it out on everybody. This time we've kind of selected some things. We had some songs that didn't really make the cut for the EP, but those may be on the next one, but we'll see what happens. So
we're here in Studio 1A with Austin's Coattails talking about the new EP, Imaginary Friends. It's out on Friday, but the release show is the night before at Empire Control Room. Tickets and information at empireatx.com. And speaking of the first album, I think we're going to hear something from it.
Kiss me, sunshine. No, tell me lies. Got me running, feeling around with like a thief spawn with knives. Embraces feelings alone, find another for the night. And get your dealings all done, we'll be over tonight. Thank you.
Coming back down to earth here, we are in Studio 1A with Austin's Coattails. The polls are closed, the numbers are coming in, but we are taking a break from all of that to be here in Studio 1A and rock out to some bomb music. You can check out these two songs and a bonus third song at KUTX.org. The new EP, Imaginary Friends, is out on Friday. The release show is the night before at Empire Control Room. You can get your tickets at EmpireATX.com. Kevin, Damian, Michael, Atel, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove, and Deidre Gott is our awesome Studio 1A producer. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.